Welcome back to Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to girls head coach Jacob Miller for joining on the show. We'd like to welcome on sophomores Alexis Villegas and KJ Pinchin now. Thank you both for coming on. KJ, I wanted to start with you for a second because I've had four of your teammates on. We've done some who's most likely to's with your teammates. You're the answer for a lot of these. I wanted to start with one. Firstly, the first question I gave Maya and Haley was who was most likely to do a karaoke performance. And they said you in a heartbeat. Confirm or deny that.
Wait, what? I'm
confirm
sorry.
Or deny that. Would you do a karaoke performance for your teammates?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. They also said that you'd be the one to control music.
Uh-huh.
What's on your playlist then? I got to know.
A little bit of everything. I don't know. We have some country, Adele, Drake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Alicia Keys.
All right.
I don't know.
Did you like the halftime performance the other night? Because I know Alicia was in it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did like it.
Okay, got it. Alexis, let me ask you the same thing. Favorite type of music before a game?
I don't know. I listen to everything, and like before games, it's mostly like Drake or I don't know, just anything really.
Favorite artist you're into right now off the court?
Morgan Wallen.
Good choice. Most recent album or some of his past stuff?
I like his past stuff.
I do too. Yeah. KJ, same question. Is this someone you're really listening to right now?
I don't know. I like Rod Wave or Giveon.
Okay.
Summer Walker, Drake.
Fair.
Mostly, yeah.
I can hear how diverse this is in your playlist. You got a lot on this.
Yeah. God. I love music.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said anything music, KJ is going to be our answer
for
that. There's one question that I also need to go back to. It's what I've been asking a lot of the guys and some of the girls recently. If you're stranded on an island, you need to survive 1 week, and you have to be with one teammate to live out a week. I've gotten a lot of different answers, so I wanted to see where you two would go. Lex, so let's start with you.
I'd probably say Ray.
Okay. I think Ray's been our most common one. Can I ask why?
She's just a easy person to like be around, and then she has like those bursts of energy, and then like she's not like annoying, but then she's like cool.
That's always important for someone to not be annoying when you're stuck with them for a week. So that is what I would say. KJ, same question.
I would say Cam.
Okay, why Cam?
Just because like I'm closest with her, so I feel like we like live off of each other's brain, if that makes sense.
No,
like,
that's fair.
We're smart together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we work best together. And she's not boring. Like, we laugh all the time. We have a lot to talk about. So I don't feel like it'd be boring with her. Surviving may be a little difficult because we get lost sometimes. But I think, yeah, Cam.
Okay, I do need to elaborate on that for a second. Because the most fun part about this question is when I flip it around and I ask people who you wouldn't want to be stuck with for a week on an island. Basically, everybody has said you. And I hate to be that person, but I want to give you your chance to rebuttal. Would you be helpful if you were stuck on an island with someone
for a week? I think I'd be really helpful.
In what way? I want to hear this.
I don't know. I would say I'm street smart. Like, I have knowledge, like, in that sense. I think, like, my body is useful. Like, a lot of them are short, and they're... I don't know.
You can
reach. I just feel like I don't know what to say. Like, I just feel like I'd be really helpful.
Okay, then let me ask you this.
And I'm super creative too. So like making a house or a fire or something like that.
There
like
you go.
I feel like I'd be good.
See,
at that.
I think your teammates are giving you the short end of the stick here. Let me ask you this then. If there's one teammate that you would not want to be stuck with for a week trying to survive, who would it be?
Probably Kaylee McDonald.
Okay, why Kaylee? I don't think I've had her on an answer for this before.
I don't know. She's just really crazy, and I'd feel like I'd lose her, and she wouldn't be very much help.
That wouldn't be great. You need to be with her. Alexis, I'll ask you the same thing. If there's one person you would not want to be with for a week to try and survive, who would it be?
I'd probably say Kaylee as well.
Okay, got it. All right, so KJ has been the top answer. Kaylee's second top. But after hearing KJ's argument, I think some of your teammates have to reconsider.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this, your friendship with Cam, because you'd mentioned it to me in the past, and Cam mentioned it when she came on the show. Where do you two really get on off the court?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Where do you guys really, like, you said you share a brain cell, like, in what ways off the court?
I don't know. We're just, like, a lot alike in a lot of ways, like, in basketball, in life, school. We just like the same things. I don't know. I wouldn't say she's, like, I wouldn't say I'm her best friend and she's not mine, but she's like always that person that I can just go to whenever. Like we have two completely different lives, but whenever we need each other, we're just always there. And it's not like I don't really have any problems with her. We pretty much agree with everything for the most part. And everyone just kind of knows, like, oh, KJ and Cam, they just share brain cells. So just let them be in their own little world.
That's cool to hear. Alexis, who's your closest teammate on the team?
I'd probably say, I don't know. I'm, like, friends with everybody, but I'm not, like, really, really close to anybody.
No, it's always good to have. Okay, do you want to do a couple of most likelies to on this team? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into this. So which teammate, I'll start with you, Cam. Okay, Jay, sorry. Which teammate is most likely to make an impulsive buy on a bus ride back?
Probably Kaylee.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Dang, Kaylee's getting rough today.
Yeah.
Alex lost the same thing. Which teammate would be most likely to make an impulsive buy on a bus ride back from a road trip?
I'd probably say KJ.
I appreciate the honesty. Maya was the only one who actually felt confident in going at the person she was with. So I appreciate that. Can you explain to KJ why, though?
I don't know. She's just always like... like one time we were coming back from a trip and she's like, guys, I got these freeze-dried... candies, and we just looked at her, and then she was like, "You have peach rings?" And then she's just always like so like happy, and like she like is valid in that.
I have heard you have a lot of energy. Where does that come from with you?
I honestly don't know, because like a lot of the time, and my dad gets on to me all the time for it. Like when I'm playing, I just look like I'm sad. And it's just because I'm, like, tired all the time. But for some reason, when I'm tired, I have a lot of energy, like, delusional energy. And I don't know where it comes from, but I just do. And I just, I don't know, like, if I'm happy and I make other people happy, then it keeps me in a good mood.
That's awesome.
So I just, like, why be in a bad mood when you can be happy?
It's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Let me go to Alexis first. Which team is most likely to take the longest text back?
I'd probably say Haley Brown.
Okay. Why Haley?
I don't know. She's always the last to like a message or like to respond, or she'll like take the next day and then like it out of nowhere. We're just like, what?
All right. Come on, Haley. KJ?
I'm probably, yeah, Haley or Alexa. But it's weird because Haley's always on her phone. Like she is always on her phone. But then when we actually need her, she takes forever to answer.
So she's just Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay. On the topic of that, which teammate's most likely to become a celebrity one day? You're thinking yourself, aren't you?
I mean, I'd hope so.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I don't know. I feel like it'd be someone that I least expect, like Livy or Alexa. Like, they just have... I don't know. They're full of surprises.
Okay, got it. Lex, same question.
I'd say Alexa. Like, she'll, like, pop out with anything.
All right. One question that I asked Cam and Maria, which went really well, was which teammate is most likely to go viral on TikTok?
KJ. No doubt KJ.
You think?
I'd probably say me and Cam. We do make a lot of TikToks.
Cam was the answer when I asked them.
Yeah.
But... okay, that's good to hear. Do you two watch a lot of movies or no?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Which teammate you think would be most likely to cry after the end of a sad movie?
Livy.
Aww.
Yeah. She's very, like, she takes a lot of things to heart.
Okay. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Hope she doesn't take this to heart. Alexis?
I'd say Ray. She's just, like, a really sentimental person.
Okay, and then last one that I want to ask you. Thank you both for doing this, because I've always really enjoyed getting to hear what you guys think of the teammates. Which teammate's most likely to die first at the start of a horror movie? I know that one was a little out of left field, and I apologize.
probably Alexa.
So she's most likely to be a celebrity, but she's also most likely to not make it to be a celebrity.
Yeah.
Not a great look. Different answer? You got to say same one, Alexis.
No, I would have to agree with KJ.
Okay, got it. All right, so thank you both for doing that. I want to dive more into basketball. KJ, you told me on Saturday that you really wanted to be more of a leader this season. Can you elaborate on that? Like, what made you want to become a leader?
I don't know. Like, I just – a lot of people, like, everyone my whole entire life has been telling me that you're just a natural-born leader and they can, like, see it in me, but I haven't really – seen it in myself, and I haven't really felt comfortable just because I wouldn't say I'm that much of a vocal leader, but I lead in other ways. And just playing now, especially without Amaya and Eileen, and they were really good leaders last year, I can just see that, like, without leadership, then this team struggles. And so I kind of just told myself, like, hey, you need to step up, because if no one's going to do it, then no one's going to get better. So it can start with you, and then others will want to join.
That's a great answer. You feel like it's been good stepping up as a leader?
Yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes because I feel like I'm the mean one or the one that's just like, you know, like everyone dreads hearing, but I just do it anyways because I know that we need it to be successful.
Or the one who everybody thinks will do karaoke in front of the team. So I guess it's not all bad. Alexis, let me ask you this. Did you have any goals that you wanted at the start of the season?
For me, it's more like of my confidence and just to play, because I know I have the ability to, but I just need to be more confident in myself.
That's true. I noticed that last season you appeared a little bit in the first half and then got a lot more game time. You played, I think, every game this season. What's been the biggest change?
That I have to handle the ball more, because last year I used to just sit in the corner and wait because Amaya was really like our point guard, and this year we don't really have any, so I'm more of like the ball, like I handle the ball more.
Have you enjoyed it, or has it been a challenge?
It's been a challenge. Like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know what to call, or like, oh, I don't know what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Do you have a favorite moment from this season? Doesn't have to be a game. Could be off the court. Could be anything.
Probably, like, we had this one practice and everybody fell. Like, I remember Maya Kaur, she just laid on her stomach and then her feet went up and then it was Cam and then Alexa. It was just a really good moment.
I feel like you guys are all really close. Like, all the teammates.
Yeah, we're pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. KJ, I'll ask you the same thing. You have a favorite part of the season?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything right now, but I would say either like just hotel, like moments at the hotel, or definitely practice. There's a lot of funny moments, and a lot of the times what Miller says, it just like it just makes practice a lot more fun.
Yeah, I can see that. Do you have a favorite road trip from this year?
I would say Colorado, like towards the beginning of the season, like in the summer, was my favorite.
Okay, got it. Let me ask you both about this last game. Oh, you both played really well. It was a big win for you guys. Alexis, I'll start with you. What was the locker room like after the game?
It was very, like, exciting. Like, Miller just came in. He's like, don't spray me, because after every win, we, like, spray him with water. Mm-hmm. And then we waited for KJ, and then we just poured and dunked water. So it was, like, a really good moment.
My bad on that, man. So it was fun for you, though?
No. And I knew it was coming because I was walking in and it was too quiet. Like, I kind of expected Miller to start saying his speech and then I'd just join everyone. But it was way too quiet. And I looked back and Quinny and Andrew and Tracy were, like, standing behind me. And I'm like, no, I already know what's coming. And they pushed me in and I'm immediately drenched in water.
Okay, let me ask you both about this game tomorrow. Obviously, it's emotional one. It's senior night. You were talking a little bit about the seniors from last year. How much have these seniors meant to you?
Like Cam, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay. They mean a lot. Like, probably more than they realize. I think the seniors now, they're more like friends than teammates, and so it's a little bit, oh my gosh, I'm gonna cry. It's hard to like see them leave. And I don't even know what to say. I can't think of, like, I just can't wrap my mind around them leaving and that they're seniors.
No, that's awesome.
They made a big impact on me.
That's awesome. Alexa, that's the same thing. Did you learn a lot from these four?
I sure did. From last year, like, they carried on the, like, I don't want to say legacy, but basically. And they just, like, every time, like, I'm sad, there's Ray, there's Cam, like, they just, like, hug you and they're there for you.
Got it. Thank you both for coming on tonight. Really appreciate it. All right, that is KJ Pinchin, Alexis Villegas. Girls basketball team is back in action tomorrow for senior night as they take on Dodge City at home. We'll step aside here on Buff Talk. When we come back, we'll make the switch over to wrestling. Carlos Prietos is here to talk about his team's finish in regionals. That's all coming up here on 99.9 The Rock. We're back in a moment.